Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's listen to a little bit of Brock Purdy.
All right. Not his best
28
game.
For 36, one touch, touchdown, one pick, and one fumble.
How difficult is it going up against that scheme, especially when you're trying to beat yourselves out of the hole?
Yeah, it's tough. First or second down, you know, aren't positive plays and, you know, just trying to move the ball. And then, you know, you got to rely on third down with, you know, their scheme and obviously their disguises and stuff. It can be tough. And, you know, they just did a good job with making it look like one thing and it was another and different types of blitzes and stuff and or just dropping out. So they did a lot. That's just on us. It's on me to move the ball, be efficient on first and second down and get us in third and manageable and then convert on third down. So it's a game of football. It's four quarters like that. And, you know, we had to learn the hard way.
Brock Purdy talking about the disguised schemes, of the Minnesota Vikings. Said they did a great job.
Yeah, to the point that he went up to him after the game and said, crazy scheme. Giving him respect, Stoney, but it's kind of crazy. If you would have told me or any Niner fan out there, hey, you're going to play Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers in consecutive weeks, but the L you'll get will be from Darnold, not Rodgers. It's kind of funny because they handled business with A-Rod at home and then just went on the road and didn't look like themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out why.
Well.
Or we are.
Maybe they're not as good as you
and
think.
And that you said something profound. Well, I deemed it profound. I don't know if everybody else thought it's funny, but this ain't last year, Goo.
Rick's in San Carlos. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going
good to
well.
Hear from you guys. Hey, I just got a couple things here. It felt like the first week, Coach ran as if we had C-Mac coming back the next week. And then week number two, it felt like he ran a little bit more cautious, knowing that J.P. Mason is going to be our running back for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then secondly, the worst thing out of all this is looking at the Seahawks at the top there and all those fans starting to talk. All right, I'll hear you on the back end.
Well, I think you made a great point about Jordan Mason, and maybe there's something to that. He ran Mason 28 times, and the caller said that maybe at that point he thought McCaffrey was going to come back the following week or at least soon. And now that they know they're going to miss McCaffrey for not only yesterday's game, but for the next three, maybe that's something that Kyle Shanahan's got to coach for. That maybe Kyle Shanahan knows something that we don't know, and we can't use Mason like that every single week. Maybe that was the first time that we'll see maybe more limited carries. I do know that.
But, Stoney, that cost you the game. You could make a case that you went away from what's working, not load management. And I'm not saying that's what the caller was implying, but what do we know about Kyle? He'll blow past load management or any analytics about if you can go, you're out there. And Mason showed us he's a big, thick dude looking like Marshawn Lynch, sets the record under Kyle Shanahan for 28 carries, and he averages
exactly
five.
You're answering your question. Carried 28 times last week. Maybe he knew he can't carry him 28. Can't give him 28 rushes. I mean, the other thing that's just significantly different, as good as Mason is that they don't throw to him out of the backfield. So that's something that the Vikings probably don't even have to account for.
How much is Purdy missing that?
As opposed to Christian McCaffrey, who's going to make 5 or 6 catches out of the backfield each week. Let's go to Waterman. Waterman in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman?
More afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Not gonna overreact.
All right.
Losses are gonna happen in a season. You know, I mean, no offense. I'm expecting 7 losses out of this team this year personally. But watching that game yesterday oddly reminded me of watching the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I feel like I watched the Minnesota defense sit at certain levels of the field and Minnesota's blitzers coming in free. Brock having no time, having to scramble, bad pass, maybe bad decision. If you look at some of those amazing shots of that camera that hangs behind the quarterback to give you a perspective of what he was seeing, when Brock would drop back in the pocket, Minnesota was all over the 3 receivers out 7 to 10 yards deep. There was no separation anywhere. It was like they sat perfectly. Now, I personally also think Darnold, he knows that tendency from being with the Niners last year. So he probably told those guys, this is where they tend to sit. Look for this. You know, look at film. This is how we used to study defenses. I mean, they even had a big segment before the game about how Brock and Sam and how Sam said he learned how to study better defenses and plays and whatnot. So there's no doubt that had a factor into it. But I guess what bothered me the most was where the heck was the rush on Darnold?
There was.
You mean to tell me when Darnold gets the ball and their first time, they're not blitzing the crap out of him to try to just get him to scramble and make a bad decision? Just hammer that guy on the first series. Make him uncomfortable. They let him be comfortable, man. I just, that really, really bothered me. It really, really did. And the last thing I'm going to bring up is during the game, I just really, really felt like Kyle just can't adjust. Like he just sticks with his game plan and there's not really an adjustment. Like, okay, we're not making third downs here. What are we going to change up? And starting the game off with 3 straight passes. Oh man, I was watching the game with my dad and I looked at my dad and said, that is not a good start. How do you not hand the ball off once to Mason? Seriously? And so anyway, guys, I'm not going to overreact.
I hear you.
Losses are going to happen in the series, in the season, but I thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Waterman. Appreciate
it. Yes, Donnie, I understand his frustration, and I'll just say this on any level of football. Forget pro, college, high school. I mean, play calling matters, and I guess Kyle must have went into this game thinking we're going to do it with Purdy's arm. We don't got to do it on the ground. But hearing you and others, I would hate to hear Kyle say or admit to why Mason didn't get more carries is the coverage are bare and they kind of don't want to run him in the ground. Because he was gashing. And outside of Kittle, when you got in again, Mason, you know, I felt like the Vikings were making business decisions, getting out the way. Keep feeding them.
Can we talk about a guy who I want to say was four weeks into last year? Everybody was loving Javon Hargrave.
Man.
Oh, he's great. What a steal from the Eagles. I haven't heard his name in the last year, essentially.
No, man.
How's he playing?
And his specialty was he's not playing well, and I appreciate you calling it out because nobody on that line is playing well, and I'm talking about both. When Bosa gets paid the way that he did and he looks like he is and he had the season where he was defensive player of the year, you're up there with Reggie White and Strahans and all the great ones to get after the quarterback. And Stoney, I'm just not seeing him be disruptive. I feel like he's using the same move to come around the outside, like sometimes just bull rush a dude and knock him back to get to the quarterback. Okay, I'm not saying that's why they lost, but Hargrave, when he came over from Philly, Stoney, his specialty was he could get you sacking the quarterback. Maybe run defense wasn't his thing, but he's not even doing that. He's not even getting home. And they got the ball ran down their throat. And to that last caller's point about the Super Bowl, the Niners offense look better in the Super Bowl than they did yesterday. Yesterday, they were stymied. So a lot of this is lipstick on a pig when you talk about the 300 yards. And but Mason, I ain't taking that from him. He was a bad boy, but just didn't get to totes.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, that was a horrible game. You know, we got beat on both offensive and defensive lines. You know, Javon Hargrave's looking like our Albert Haynesworth, you know, from many years ago.
Wow.
That big deal, you know, and I don't even like that, man. But, yeah, when you face a great quarterback, you got to play coverage. But when you face somebody who's average or below average, you got to blitz. And we should have blitzed Sam Darnold. Me, personally, I like Sam Darnold. I want us to keep him as a backup. But, you know, that was just a horrible thing to not get pressure on him. And Justin Jefferson, keep everything in front of you, man. Like, that guy is the best receiver in the league. Make somebody else beat you. Like, what are you doing? That is so silly. And Brandon Ayuk, we need him to wake up. When he wakes up, then our whole offense is going to be, you know, unstoppable. But that's really the elephant in the room right there, man. Like, Ayuk, he's so rusty, and it's obvious. You know, but we're going to be all right. Like I said, I never predicted 17-0. I said 13-4, you guys. A couple weeks ago, I told you guys, so.
You want to change it?
But Antonio, real quick here, you know, I don't hate because your family, you called Friday with that energy about this was going
to
be a...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Walk in the park.
Oh, that wasn't me. That must have been somebody else. I mean, I did expect to win, though, but I'm just saying.
But maybe it was Thursday, baby. I love you.
Thanks, A. Appreciate the call.
Hey, let's put a rat on the table brought to you by Atco Stoudy. Brandon Ayuk caught four or five balls thrown his way. The rat on the table is, did he pick the worst year to hold out because there's no McCaffrey? I'm starting to wonder now if he's the byproduct, like any receiver would be, of having McCaffrey in this offense, then he can go do his thing and look stellar at it. But with no McCaffrey, partner, I'm starting to wonder, like, they didn't have much separation yesterday. Debo caught his in the middle. Then there were some high throws. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering about, like, Ayuk.
And now you're wondering about Ayuk.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be no McCaffrey. There would be no McCaffrey. So now it's just like a chain reaction.
Well, then he's not the kind of receiver you thought he was. Ayuk.
Well, Kittle 7 for 76. He balled out.
I mean, they paid Ayuk $30 million, and he might be the team's third option. Behind McCaffrey and behind Debo Samuel.
Well, that would make you the second option now with no McCaffrey. 2 of 10 for third down. Like, What's going on? That can't all just be Kyle, right? No. And Purdy, Stoney, the ball coming out his hand. That wasn't a good, that was a Jimmy type play. You know, that's that I remember Jimmy doing stuff like that.
From the 510, texted in a few weeks back when you were talking about who needs to show up most this season. I said Purdy, and my reasons were that he didn't play well against well-coached defenses. This proved my point yet again, because it was the same as last year. That's from the 510.
Now, what if we said the Jets last week?
Jets stink.
And that, they battle with Tennessee.
They stink.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what we got to start acknowledging. The teams that stink acknowledge they stink.
Same record as the Niners.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe the Niners. Hey, you know what? Maybe the Niners stink. We don't know they don't yet.
But the 20 carries, I'll never get the answer. I know we got the guys coming up in the crossover, Stoney, but it can't be load managed. Mason was eaten. And you talked about it. I know you're sitting over there looking at me. Three passes in the red zone. Like, that's when you go to your beast mode and you got something like that. Use it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll come at Kyle for that one, Stoney. That was peculiar.
Well, the funny thing is we say only 20 carries, and I'll bet you, like I'm looking right now, I've seen Josh Jacobs had 32 carries. I know Kamara had 20.
Killed him.
So, I mean, 20 carries in this day and age is actually a fair amount. But did you want to give him the ball more?
Nobody for the Vikings had over 10, but they all averaged over 6 yards. Ty Chandler, 8.2 yards a pop. He was gashing them. Sam Darnold, 6.4. Aaron Jones. That fumble, Stoney, that prevented the game from being a blowout. Let's be real. It was going to be 27-7 with 8 seconds left in the third quarter. And that would have pretty much been that all she wrote. But, again, it was one game. And I got to check myself because I came in here whispering sweet nothings about Kyle. He can do it without McCaffrey, the Niner defense. So I got to check myself and slow down and say, goo, it's one game. But, man, it was bad.
Pierce Evans on the YouTube chat says six teams had one running back with 20 carries or more. Yeah, I was about halfway through and I had a Shane, the guy from Miami, was playing for Mostert. And
how'd he do?
He had 22 carries. Kamara had 20. Josh Jacobs had 32. 24. Jordan Mason. And that means if Pierce is right, there were two other guys with 20-plus carries.
And also six backs in week one with over 20 carries.
So that's six backs out of 32.
But Kyle blew past that with 28.
What's your point?
I don't think he cares what's going on anywhere else. The bottom line is... Why did he only use Barry Sanders this game?
Maybe because...
When the game called for you to continue to run it is all.
Well, did it? They were down the whole game.
No, not early when they had the first and goal and they threw the ball three times. Right. Kyle, he must have really left out the locker room or was in the lab thinking, we're going to win this game in the air.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. What's up, Will? How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Hey.
Good.
Try to figure it all out.
It's let me fix something. It's Achan for the Dolphins. But he did have 22 carries on Thursday.
Yes, he did. But let me just say your previous caller really hit it on some bullet points. And you got a long laundry list of things to break down. Obviously, you got a four-hour program, and you'll probably carry it into tomorrow. But the one thing, you know, and I don't mean to sound redundant here, you know, when everything else fails, the offensive, defensive lines, you know, throwing into double coverages, you know, being rushed. But the one X factor in this whole equation, I mean, the one Swiss Army knife is McCaffrey. This is a guy that operates outside of the basic playbook. And this is a guy that can find the space, you know, when all else fails. Mm. And he is very, I think if it was any indicator, yesterday was the big indicator that game. So not to sound redundant. The other thing I wanted to say is there was a play that basically has gone the way of the dinosaur for the most part. You know where I'm going here. Last time I saw these kind of plays, you know, in abundance was guys like Lynn Swann and John Stallworth calling down these dimes from a guy named Bradshaw, okay? But I'm telling you, that dime that Darnold threw to Jefferson, and it was a dime, you know, it was a beaut. And not only that, you know, the stop and the cut back the other way and get in there. I mean, I know it's ugly if you're a 49er fan, but boy, you play that over and over and you just go, God, I wish we saw more of that still in the NFL. My last thought was Kansas City had a real hard time yesterday. They didn't play their best ball. Mahomes didn't play his best ball. But when he's in the interview and he sits there and he owns it, he says, I didn't play my best ball, our team, he goes, but the bottom line is, I just want to keep us in a position where we can still win this game. And you think about that, it's, you know, when everything breaks down, it's like, just keep us in the game. You know, maybe we can come through here at the end, but, you know, maybe not. Anyway, like I said, there's a lot to break down. I just wanted to make a, you know, address a couple.
Good call.
Appreciate it. I mean, I'll just remind people who love the Sam Darnold throw to Justin Jefferson.
I mean, he let it out there, Stoney.
Yeah. You know, you need a quarterback who can make that throw, and you need a receiver who can get there. And maybe the 49ers don't.
But they just don't have one guy four for
he's 120. He's not that kind of play. 76 runner.
Well, he's not. Stoney, was a go route.
Right. That's not his strength. His strength is more precision.
I got to believe, why would you invest these resources 76
when's
million guarantee.
When's the last time you threw a 50-yard bomb to Ayuk and he got behind the defense?
I give you that. I've been clamoring for it.
Well, he can't do it,
see,
obviously.
See, I don't think he can't do
it. Okay, so Kyle doesn't call those plays even though he knows they're available. I think he must know that they can't hit on those plays.
But even if you don't hit, you got to put stress on the defense to keep them honest. And how do you give a guy 4 for 120, 76 guaranteed, and he can't run a go route? I don't look at Ayuk's starting. Debo, I get. He's different. I don't look at Ayuk. Like, I watched that game yesterday. Like, they didn't go deep at all. Why?
Ayuk,
and I'm about to pay my quarterback 50 or 60 mil, too?
I don't believe Ayuk is a deep threat. I get that he led the league in yards per catch, but
can Purdy throw the deep ball?
Can he get open deep? I don't know.
See, and that's what I'm saying. We both don't know, but it's not like we watched it fail or Brock's arm is going to fall off or Ayuk's legs are going to come off if he runs a go route. I would just like to see that more to the caller's point, or at least try, because they damn sure didn't do it against the Jets.
Yeah, well.
Man.
I've never, of all the things that I've thought of Ayuk, I've never thought of him as a guy who could get behind a defense like Jefferson did yesterday. I don't think he's that kind of receiver.
What's
I don't think he's got that kind
then?
Of speed. I don't know. You tell me. Everybody needed him. Now, I know it's early. He's going to be fine probably. But, no, I don't consider Ayuk a deep threat. I consider, you know, they throw the ball downfield in 20, 25 yards. But when I think of a bomb, I think of what I saw yesterday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.